on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine hammered.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
And let's say good morning to John Brash. Morning, John.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Going Greyhounds for this Monday morning. And we've got plenty to review and plenty to preview for next weekend. Of course, coming up, all eyes will be on the Meadows next Saturday night for the Tem Lee, the Rookie Rebel and the Zoom Top. And we'll catch up with George Ferrugia from the Meadows in a few moments' time. And we'll preview those three particular races and what outstanding races they are going to be. And, of course, we've got the preludes also of the Australian Cup, and those greyhounds will head forward to the heats of the Australian Cup the following Saturday night and into the big grand final there the week later. Of course, in Sydney Town over the weekend, we had the four litter mates meeting again at Wentworth Park on Saturday night over the 720 metres. And Poco Dorado was going for 12 out of 12 at 7.20 at Wentworth Park and was defeated. Very slow out of the boxes, Poco Dorado. Had to give the kennel mates a start, but just wasn't able to run them down. And Veloce Nero for John Finn was successful in 41.99, defeating Blue Moon Rising. Third Poco Dorado and two times twice was back there in sixth position. So Veloce Nero and Blue Moon Rising are reserves for the feature next to Saturday night at the Meadows. But Poco Dorado gets a start, and I spoke to Minnie Finn a few moments ago before coming on air, and all greyhounds have pulled up well after Saturday night, and they're heading towards the Meadows next Saturday night. Well, over the weekend, on Friday night, we saw the Bathurst Gold Cup run and won. It was worth $18,000 overall, $15,000 to Winning Connections. And the favourite came out of box number three for Charmaine Roberts, and that was Caitlin Keeping. And here's how we saw the Bathurst Gold Cup of 2019.
Dropping back, Little Digger got cluttered up with Oxley Rebel and DJ Holden down the back, and Caitlin Keeping making every post the winner. She's four clear. Kipaloo Corsa, the Ruffy, giving chase, and further back then Double Up D, but Caitlin Keeping's going nicely in the corner. It's got it won. Charmaine Roberts will win the big three here tonight. Wins again. Second will go to Double Up D, Kipaloo Corsa. Further back behind him then would have been Little Digger.
Yeah, Caitlin Keeping taking out the Bathurst Gold Cup last Friday night in a time of 29.94, scoring by 2.25 lengths over Double Up G and Kipaloo Corsa in third. As you heard there, Charmaine had a very big night out at Bathurst, won the Gold Cup with Caitlin Keeping, also took out the Bill Kennison Memorial with Madeline Keeping in 1766, and also won the Bathurst Lord Mayor's Stakes with Bolt Keeping in 25.93. Just back on the Bathurst Gold Cup winner, Caitlin Keeping will be heading to the Meadows now, and will be taking on other runners in the Australian Cup. Of course, already the winner of the Group 2 Black Top at the Garden. So Charmaine hoping that Caitlin Keeping will be seeded straight through to the Australian Cup heats on Saturday week. But if not, the Greyhound will go round in the preludes coming up this Saturday night. A winner of $93,000 in prize money. 19 wins from 40 starts now with the win there in the Bathurst Gold Cup on Friday night. Over the weekend in Victoria, we had the running of the Cranbourne Cup, and we'll see how that unfolded right now.
Singh poked the bear a little bit slow to begin, showing pace on the inside was Orson Allen, straight to the early lead. High Tanner's second, then came Huxley third. Poked the Bear's getting a nice run up on the inside now. Check to the outside was Blue Striker. Azkaban's well out of it there with Wes Woodley and Sure to Excite, but down the back it's Orson Allen. He's about 8 or 10 in front. Second High Tan, then came Poked the Bear. Further back was Huxley. Around the home corner, Orson Allen in front in the cup, about four lengths to High Tan, and Orson Allen, a fantastic win in the cup. Poke the Bears run second, High Tan third. Then Wes Woodley, who flew home. Further back was Blue Striker, Sure to Excite, well back Huxley, and Azkaban was last in.
Yeah, there's Orson Allen. He was awesome in taking out the Cranbourne Cup at Group 2 level. 29.77 in scoring by just over four lengths. Poked the Bear, as you heard by Happy Hammond in the call, was a little bit tardy to begin. Had to do all the chasing work after Orson Allen, but wasn't able to run Orson Allen down, and High Tan back in third position. 29.77. 29.77 there, the win of Orson Allen over Poke the Bear and High Tan in the running of the Cranbourne Cup on Saturday night. And both Orson Allen and Poke the Bear will be heading towards the Meadows in the Tem League coming up this Saturday night. Hopefully we'll catch up with George in just a moment and preview those three big races. Just getting George... there on the line very, very shortly. At Wentworth Park on, Bulleye on Saturday night, we saw Pindari Express for Tracy Cruz come out and win again in 22.01 and scoring by 10 lengths. Last out of the boxes in the field of four, but as we know he can do, he quickly mustered speed, went around them and dashed away to win. Didn't break the 22 this week, just shy of that, 22.01, but an impressive victory by Pindari Express, and no doubt he'll be heading towards the Cyril Rowe Gold Cup heats coming up next Saturday night, and those noms close tomorrow morning with the Greyhound Racing New South Wales. So, trainers, please note that noms close for that race over the 472, the Cyril Rowe Cup heats at Bulleye tomorrow morning. So that was Pindari Express scoring a brilliant win at Bulleye again last week. The Cannonball final was run and won at Richmond on Friday night and taken out by the Hank Vandenberg-trained Hot Plate in 22.74. Was able to score there by a neck over Demolition Duke for Jody Lagogiani and Caviar Queen for Sam Sultana back in third position. So Hot Plate by Fabregas out of Heat the Plate was successful in the time-honoured Cannonball at Richmond on Friday evening. Another race that I wanted to highlight was King Kratos for Jason Magri. Remains unbeaten 5 from 5, 29.85 in scoring there at Wentworth Park last Wednesday night. So that's a great performance there. One to watch King Kratos in the near future. Won a fifth grade there at Wentworth Park last Wednesday night. Well, George has just tied up with other commitments in Melbourne for the moment, so we will move on and preview the seven heats of the Launceston Cup coming up in Tasmania tonight. And to help us do that from Launceston, we say good morning to Brendan Ryan. Brendan, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. Another great event of greyhound racing here in Tasmania and the Launceston Cup. We're very privileged to have seven heats, and there's good mix of interstate and locals to battle it out tonight, so it should be a good night of racing.
Yes, certainly is, Brennan, and we kick off race number two with the first heat of the Launceston Cup, and we'll just dial up the tab.com.au fixed prices as we go along, and the favourite here is number 8 Muppet at $3.20, Landlord at $3.50, Miss Innings at $4.40, Despacito at $4.40, Hogwash at $7. What about your thoughts there in heat number 1 of the cup?
Well, John, I've actually stuck with the top 4 in the betting. I've gone with Muppet number 8. I dislike the way she won here last week in 29.64. I've then gone with Landlord number 2 for Almond Clark, and then Miss Innings for Jeff Britton. She trialled here last week in 30.12 and seemed to handle the track, so she should improve on that run. And she's got box 4 tonight. And then I've gone with Despacito to fill out those placings.
So 8.24 there in the first heat of the Launceston Cup. Onto the second heat, race number 3 on the program, and the tab.com.au favourite is the Queenslander. Brandy Alexander for Tom Zavallis at $2, Theo Thunder at $4.20, Hello Rhonda is at $4.20 in the market, and they look to be the top three there. Away from those, you got Zipping Blaze at $10, Posh Amber at $10. What about your thoughts here in race number 3? And of course, Tommy Zavallis knows what it takes to win a Launceston Cup because he's the reigning champion trainer with Del Rey, who's engaged a little later on tonight.
He certainly is, John. Tommy's a master at working out the best way to get out of a dog, and he's brought two good charges and the reigning champion Del Rey later on in the heats. But Brandy Alexander, I put her on top. She trialled here at Launceston on Wednesday and had a good look at the track in a box-to-box trial. I've then gone with the local Hello Rhonda from number 3. I've then gone Theo Thunder and Posh Amber to fill out those selections.
So we've got 1, 3, 2 and 8 there in the second heat of the Launceston Cup. We skip over a couple of races and go to race number 5, the third heat of the Launceston Cup over the 5.15. We've got Be Like Bill, the current tab.com.au favourite at 3.20, Major Innings 3.70, Leonard's Boy at 3.90, Winning Brook at $4.80, and out to Magic Vogue at $9. So a few in the market there, Brennan, for the third heat.
Certainly is. I've gone, look, this race, it's a little bit funny to read on paper. I know Major Innings, he likes to join down to the rails, but I just think from out wide, he's got a bit of a chance there, and I put him on top. I've gone with the local runner, Musket, who completed his preparations last Thursday with a 30-41 win, and then I've gone with Magic Vogue from number 7 and Leonard's Boy from box 5.
Okay, that's heat number 3. We go over then to race number 7 on the program. This is the fourth heat of the Launceston Cup, and we've got an odds-on favourite here. The local Just Browsing at $1.60, Apollo Blue at $4, Two Bills at $6.50, Bridwood Brianna at $10, and Miss Me Not at $13. You're going with the favourite from the Red Alley.
Absolutely. She's the queen of Launceston. She's got 5 classic races up her sleeve. She's won 9 of 11, and I just can't leave her out of my top selection. And I've gone with Apollo Blue, then with Miss Me Not, who completed a brilliant run on Thursday night, running 29.87 from box 3. And then I've actually gone with Bridwood Brianna. Her form might be a little bit off, but I just think if she can get the right run in the race, she likes this track with a 29.60 PB. I think she should run in with the factor in the placings.
Okay, so we're going with the local star there in Just Browsing, coming off the Red Alley. On to race number 8, another heat of the Launceston Cup, and we've got Buckle Up Rose here at $1.60, Hello Nugget at $2.25, Abby's Banjo at $15, Miss Greer at $15, and Wheels Up at $21. The punters have got this down to 2. Brennan, Buckle Up Rose and Hello Nugget, you think that that same way?
Yeah, absolutely. I've gone with Buckle Up Rose on top. She's our reigning Tasmanian Sprint Championship representative, and I've gone with Hello Nugget, who ran a brilliant second in the Devonport Cup behind Corey Cody. I've then gone with, this time with Wheels Up, who's a good front-running sprinter for Susan Yiddis, and then I've gone with Miss Greer for the fourth pick.
Okay, so 2-1-5 there in race number 8. On to race number 9 on the program, and the Queenslander Del Rey, the defending champion, is back to get the title. It's $2.80 and favourite. My boy, my bro Regis at $3.60, Headspace at $4.20, Little Lolder at $6.50, Winburn Char-Char at $8, Willie Wynn also at $8. Del Rey, who loves inside traps, got box number 2 here tonight. What about your thoughts in race number 9?
Oh, I've got to stick with her, John. She's running in absolute form. Her fourth in the placing in the Queensland Cup was a great run after there was they had to do a second take in the race, and the third at Blind Wise Misty in the top grade the run after. That was a brilliant run, and I've got her on top with Winburn Char-Char, Headspace, and My Boy Regis.
Okay, so 2 Del Rey there to win the second last heat and the final heat of the Launceston Cup, race number 10. We've got Corey Cody, another Queensland-owned greyhound, $2.70, current favourite. Sacred Shadow, $2.90. Sebastian Lee at $3.30. Gotta Be Good, Gotta Be You at $9.50. Finnegan's Way is at $10. Raced in Queensland by Claude Dacey and trained at the moment by Eric Heldon. Of course, Corey Cody won the Devonport Cup back in January, and Eric gave Corey Cody a nice little hit out over the short journey there at Launceston on Thursday night.
He did. It was a great little pipe opener, running 15.99 over the 2.78 there. Look, that was a good run, but just those last two starts he's had over the 5.15, I'm not really comfortable the way he's drawn. It's a funny situation. I'd like to see him drawn a little bit down to the track, but I'm keeping him the placing, so I've gone with Sacred Shadow on top, the local home. I know she's a little bit tardy away at the start, but she's very strong to the line. I've gone with her, Sebastian Lee, Corey Cody, and Gotta Be You.
So 5, 2, and 6 there in the final heat. out of the seven heats? Is there a standout for our punters that you won, like the, you can label a special for us?
Look, I've gone in, it's very, very tough here, John, but I've gone, actually, I'll keep it in with the last heat, which is race 10. I've got an each-way hope. I think he should run well into the placings. I kept him out of the selections. I just don't like him from that wide draw, but if he can get a clean run, I've gone with Finnegan's Way as a, the number seven for Bill Witherden. He's been running inconsistent form. He's just coming back to his track. And, look, if he can get across, he should run a decent race, and I think he's a good each-way hope, Finnegan's Way.
So in the last race, 10, number 7, currently quoted $10 on tab.com.au fixed, and that's a good each-way bet there in the final heat. Brendan, thanks for joining us this morning. There are 7 outstanding heats of the Launceston Cup. Good luck to the club there tonight. Will the box draw be conducted on track there this evening?
Yes, it will be conducted after race 10, but as always, John, I'll put it out through social media, and it'll be in your hands as soon as I can get it to you. And we've also, John, just quickly, we've got the Greyhound of the Year coming up on Saturday night. There's 3 finalists. There's Queenslander Leroy Rogue, Pico Can, and Just Browsing are our 3 finalists for the Tasmanian Greyhound of the Year, which will be announced this Saturday night.
Gee, they're 3 worthy finalists. What about an early tip? What are you predicting?
Look, I do think that Leroy is my favourite to win it. He's been a great performer for Debbie Cannon and for Jeff and Jane Crawford. And Jeff's actually coming down in attendance to be at the awards dinner on Saturday night, which will be held here at the track. And look, the 3 worthy finalists, and I do think Leroy's out the tip to get the top trophy.
All right, Brennan, well, you'll no doubt send that through later on in the week, and we'll mention that again next Monday morning when we look at the Launceston Cup final.
Thanks, John, and good to talk to you, and we'll hopefully pull together a great final coming for next Monday.
That's Brennan Ryan joining us from Launceston this evening. Before we head back and look at those races at the Meadows on Saturday night next, over the weekend in Queensland, they had the 10 heats of the Vince Curry Memorial Maiden Series, and the quickest heat winner was Bago Bluff in heat number 9, prepared by Darren Russell for train owner Greg Watts. And Darren's coming online to join us this morning. Darren Russell, good morning to you.
Hey, John.
Darren, I think we find you in Melbourne this morning.
Yeah, down here. Going to trial this afternoon, actually. Bago bye-bye for the Australian Cup.
Yes, I understand you've got your old mate back in your kennel. Of course, around this time last year, you were preparing him for the Vince Curry Series, and he won quite a few races for you. And then he went to New Zealand, and he was outstanding there late last year and winning the New Zealand Cup. But after that, you've got him back in training.
Yeah, got him back, mate. He's going good too.
I understand that he's been trialling the house down at Ipswich at Albion Park.
Yeah, he has.
And you've decided to run first up in the Australian Cup.
Yes, mate.
So he'll be trialling later today in preparation for that.
Yes, mate.
Will he have to run on Saturday night, Darren, or does he get seeded through as a Group 1 winner?
I'm not sure, John. They do them not sure today or tomorrow, so yeah, I'll find out tomorrow probably.
All right, you'll know that after that today, righto. All right, we'll talk about Bago Bluff, who was very, very impressive in the heat of the Vince Curry on Saturday night. This is a dog by Basha Ballard of Oxley Ruby, carved across from box number 7 and ran 5.37 early, 13.17 down the back, 11.70 run home, scoring by 6 3/4 and posted the quickest heat in 30.24, which is only a smidgen outside the maiden class record held by a greyhound called Pop the Cork at 30.16. Were you expecting him to go that quick on Saturday night?
Probably not, John, but when he went in the front, I knew he'd run the best. Like his run home times are enormous, so yeah, very happy.
He has shown you a little bit in pre-trialing?
Yes, mate. He did previous 500, he trialled 30.70 and his run home was 11.80. So, I didn't give him another 500. I just kept the freshness in his legs.
Yeah, and Darren, he he was Pearl's Russ, who ran second to him, stuck with him for most of the race, but once they turned for home, he just sort of went into another gear. And as you say, that run home time is absolutely sensational, 11.70 there on Saturday night. So that's where he really, really put the pedal to the metal and showed what he was made of.
Yeah, he did, John. You don't see any dogs run home 11.70 at Ipswich. They usually just break the 12, you know. And if I can find a little bit up the back, the 17 up the back's okay, but the faster ones go closer to the 13, you know. But that's how the night was. They were running about 10 times up the back. Nothing went much quicker than that anyway.
Yeah, well, he had box 7 and he carved straight across the face of the field, so and he was able to clear them. So what do you think is the draw for next Saturday night? Not out yet, though, but what do you think is his ideal draw? Is he better suited to the inside or given plenty of room early?
Well, I thought that before the heats, but I wouldn't mind him drawing out 7 or 8 again and just work his way across. That way they're not coming down on top of you and cramping you for room. So that's probably better for a young dog.
For sure. And the owner, Greg Watts, I understand, lives down around Warhope Way.
Yeah, that's right. He owns Bago Bye Bye as well. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's
a good run at the moment, yeah.
The connection there.
Yeah.
And, of course, we saw one of this, the litter win on Friday night. I think it was at Richmond. So the litter's obviously pretty smart, the December 16 whelping.
Yeah, there's a couple going all right. And I actually trained the bitch at one stage. Peter Ruski had to start with Oxley Ruby, and I ended up with her. So she won half a dozen city races for me, and they bred this litter out of her. I think they've got a repeat matey too coming along.
Yep. And have you got any others out of this litter?
No, it's the only one I've got, mate. December's the best one, apparently.
Exactly. Only
that's
the best
all you
to
want,
you.
The best one, John.
That's right. Mate, 30 and 24, do you think he's got improvement left in him for the series?
Not sure, mate. I'll be happy if he keeps running them same. Mate, I'm only worried about the first section. I'm not worried about the... I know he can find the line. You're only worried about the first couple of strides, mate. That's where you win these races. You've got to be on the speed of this pitch.
If you can get out of the box there and clear them at the first turn, you're pretty much going to finish in the top three.
That's right, mate. If he runs 5.37 the next 2 weeks, I'll be extremely happy to the first mark.
Darren, just back to Tobago Bye Bye for a moment. You're going to trial there, you said, this afternoon, going to the Meadows. What have you got, apart from that, anything planned out at this stage? Is he looking to step up in a bit of distance?
Not at preparation, the moment, mate. I'll stick to the sprint. The plan was when we brought him back to go over a distance, but his box manners have improved a fair bit since he went to New Zealand. So when I trialled him at Albion the other week, he did run a 5.54 the mark, so that makes a hell of a lot of difference.
He certainly is. That is very quick.
Yeah.
And then he's had a couple of 500-metre trials and a couple of sprint trials as well you've given him as well.
Yeah, well, he's gone well under the 30,000 in two trials, and he's broke the 25 twice in trials at Ipswich. So, yeah, he's going nice, mate.
All right. All right, Darren, thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll check back with you later today and on how he's gone, and good luck for the preparation coming into the Australian Cup, and good luck with Bago Bluff going into the semi-finals on Saturday night of the Vince Curry.
Righto then. Thanks, John.
Just one more thing before you go. Yep. If he happens to race Saturday night at the Meadows, where will you be?
The Meadows. I'll
That's a good question.
I'll get Nicole to handle it. That's why she handled the dog last week in case I was going to be away. So no problems there, mate. Got good staff.
All right. Yes, you certainly do. They do a great job for you. All right, Darren, thanks for joining us this morning and good luck.
Righto. Thanks, John. Bye, mate.
That's Darren Russell down in Melbourne today to trial Bago Bye Bye, the greyhound that won the New Zealand Cup back in November of last year. And he's back with Darren now, and he'll be trialing there later today in preparation for the Australian Cup. And Darren had Bago Bluff in winning the fastest heat at the Vince Curry at Ipswich on Saturday night. Well, George Farrugia is about to join us online from the Meadows. George has completed his commitments there in Melbourne. George, thanks for joining us this morning. And you, no doubt, and the committee and Marg would be very, very happy with these three races put together for next Saturday night.
Yeah, John, we certainly are. Apologies about that before, mate. Just had some radio commitments in Victoria. So Yeah, the phone was ringing at the same time. But, yeah, mate, look, as per usual, we've got cracking fields. The finalists have combined to win over $5 million in prize money. I think that's just a testament to how good these fields are. And I think there's intrigue in all three, to be honest. And probably the most intrigue surrounds Tornado Tears, who's opened now at a $1.90 favourite. We haven't seen him race for 5 months, but a quick trial at Sandown yesterday afternoon probably let the punters that are keen to get on him put their mind at a little bit of ease going into Saturday's final.
Yeah, well, George, for those that didn't see that trial, he trialled over the 500 at Sandown after the last yesterday and ran a blistering 29-23. He just looked to be doing it so easily and didn't look to be running that time.
He does, doesn't he? He's just that kind of dog that you sort of think, oh, is he going all right? And then you have a look at the clock and you say, yeah, he's going fine. His run-over time was enormous. He's probably very, very clean-winded, the greyhound himself. And I suppose the doubt is how fit he's going to be to run out a 700 metres against, you know, the informed seven greyhounds as rivals in the country. That's going to be the question for him. The other probably fly in the ointment for him is there is a lot of speed in that Zoom top. I speak of Poco Dorado, Champagne Sally, of course, who led all the way to win the Stayers Top Gun in 42.35 only, you know, 3 or 4 months ago. Bacali's got speed in three. Black Impala's got real speed and doesn't like to use a little bit of the track. And then I reckon the greyhounds who will just get the sit off them are drawn 5, 6, 7, and 8. So it'll be very interesting to see where Tornado Tears sits as they go around that first corner, because there is some real speed in this race. So, look, he opened at about 2.25. The punters haven't been shy of that. They've got him into about $1.90 now to win this race. Of course, he's got champion qualities. He's a 7-time group winner, 3 at Group 1 level, and can he make it 4?
Yeah, that box draw for the Zoom top is, 1 Poco Dorado, 2 Champagne Sally, 3 Bacali, 4 Black Impala, 5 Rip and Sam, 6 Double G, 7 to Moment of Jive, 8 Tornado Tears, and not a couple of bad reserves, Blue Moon Rising and Veloce Nero. And as you said, Tornado Tears $1.90, Poco Dorado $4.60, Bacali $5.50, Rip and Sam $5.50. And then we go out to $15 Champagne Sally, $17 Moment to Jive, $31 Black Impala and the reserves, Blue Moon Rising $21 and Veloce Nero $26. We saw Poco Dorado beaten at Wentworth Park on Saturday night by the Kennel Mates. Just an unusual characteristic for Poco Dorado, missing the start, but got up to run third there, but has come up with box number one in the Zoom top. What are you going to go for there in the Zoom top?
Well, yeah, look, Tornado Tears, because of the value, I think he's just a touch shorter. I really think, despite her defeat on the weekend, I think Poco Dorado gets her opportunity to try to beat the brothers in Rip and Sam and Tornado Tears, who have had her measure in the last, when they last met in that national the distance final at Sandown. I just think she's drawn well to hunt up into a nice position. As I said, there's a little bit of speed in the race, so if she can utilise the red and just hold on to that fence position, she should have enough speed to put herself in a really nice spot. Then it's just a case of where Tornado Tears and Rip and Sam sit, I suppose. They're clearly the best two stayers in the country. But at those odds, I think Poco Dorado is where I'd be leaning.
All righty. We'll have a look at the Group 1 Rookie Rebel over the 600, and this is another great field of middle-distance runners. Blackjack Neo in 1, Benali 2, Deliver 3, Neo Clio 4, Juniper Pearl 5, Infrared Star 6, Dinah Chance the 7, Slingshot Hammer in the 8, Reserves Blue Striker and Cash Point. Blackjack Neo is $7.50, Benali at $7.50, Deliver has been installed the favourite at $2.60, Neo Clio $3, Juniper Pearl at $18, Infrared Star at $18, Dinah Chance at $7.50, Slingshot Hammer at $12, and a Blue Striker at $9, and Cash Point, if it happens to get the start, is well in the market at $4. So you've got group performers there in and Deliver and Neo Clio as the first two favourites for the Rookie Rebel.
Yeah, both Group 1 winners, and of course Deliver taking out the Peter Mosman early last year in over 500 metres. I reckon he's found his niche here over the middle distance, though, John. His last four starts, he's won three of them. Two of those occasions, he has broken 34 seconds at Sandown, then come out at the Meadows and run 34.09, and more importantly, he went 8.79 to the mark. Now, the sectional record is 8.77 for Dinah Paddy. So if he shows that early speed and gets to the front, they're not going to be running him down running low 34 seconds, that's for sure. I think he's clearly the greyhound to beat, as good as Neo Clio has been. she really has got some stiff opposition with the liver drawn on her inside. Of course, Benali is an interesting greyhound too. He's a greyhound that can go, you know, low 34s as well. I'm not sure Blackjack Now is drawn too well off Fox 1. He does like to use a little bit of the track. He's actually in at Ballarat tonight on Fox 7, and I think that suits him a lot better. And, of course, you can't dismiss a greyhound like Dinah Chancer, who did run second behind Deliver in that group-listed maidenhead memorial at Sandown a couple of weeks ago. Very, very interesting race. But if Deliver continues his recent form and those early splits, John, I think it'll be very, very hard to beat.
So you'll go 3 Deliver there for the rookie Rebel. And rounding out the 3 features on Saturday night at the Meadows is the Tem Lee over the 5.25. And what a great field of sprinters this is. 1 Cosmic Bonus, 2 Orson Ellen, the Cranbourne Cup winner, 3 Circle of Dreams, the National Futurity winner, 4 Poke the Bear, the Top Gun winner, 5 Hasten Slowly, the Brisbane Cup winner, 6 Baruga Brett, the Silver Chief winner, 7 Bucks Future, the Paws of Thunder winner, and you've got My Redeemer, the Melbourne Cup winner, out in box 8, the reserves Azkaban and She's Gifted. Cosmic Bonus is at $18, Orson Allen at $2.80, Circle of Dreams $15, Poke the Bear $3.20, Hasten Slowly $15, Baruga Brett at $5, Bucks Future $11, My Redeemer at $5, Azkaban $15, She's Gifted at $7. The first thing we better mention is Bucks Future was scratched at Wentworth Park on Saturday night, but we understand will be able to take its place in the Tem Lee on Saturday night.
Well, I suggest if they got a revet, yeah, they could make sure it gets a run. And the other probably fly in the ointment is that Azkaban hurt his back muscle in the Cranbourne Cup on Saturday. So he won't take his spot. So She's Gifted as the reserve might get an opportunity at some stage. It's amazing, this field, isn't it, John? But from boxes 3 down, every single one of them is a Group 1 winner. And the favourite who hasn't won a Group 1, but is certainly a Group 1 quality greyhound, is Orson Allen. After his tremendous Cranbourne Cup victory, almost broke his own sectional record down the back again, Orson Allen. He's always been a greyhound who's promised so much, and he needed a scalp like this, you know, to defeat someone like Poke the Bear. I think it would have been huge. I know he took out the shootout leading all the way there, but that Cranbourne Cup victory over the weekend was outstanding. He's drawn pretty well. He's got Cosmic Bonus on his inside, who does probably use a little bit of the track, but the issue is the lack of experience for Cosmic Bonus at the Meadows. I think that'll certainly play against him. But he's had a terrific career and certainly deserves his spot in this final. And then, you know, a greyhound like Poke the Bear, who has owned the Meadows, you know, over the last 12 months, is greyhound of the year there. He has the 5th fastest time on the track at 29.46. As good as Orson Allen was, again, you just don't want Poke the Bear sort of sitting behind you, because we all know his prowess at running greyhounds down. But as it stands, Orson Allen has got a huge opportunity to win the first Group 1 of his career and match what is an unbelievable pedigree. I think there's no doubt this greyhound will eventually go to studies by Casey and all out of assisted Abazia Bale. So as blue blood as you can get is Orson Allen, and he starts to match that with the amazing race performance.
And just on Cosmic Bonus, like last Friday, it nearly broke the track record in a Masters at Casino, and here he is the next week, lining up in a Group 1 Tem Lee. He's just been an old marvel, as you say, but probably not suited out of box number 1. But as we were just reading out the field there, and I just gave some of their history, and it is a great field of group performers.
It certainly is. And I'm really happy to see Cosmic Bonus in this Tem Lee, because I think he's nearly up to 90 starts now. Obviously, as you mentioned, he's still racing as good as ever. Age is certainly not wearing him. And I love to see him get an opportunity against the best. I mean, this is certainly a step up in class for him, but there's no doubting his talent. It's just that, I mean, talk about getting thrown into the wolves here. I mean, box 1 is fine, but I tell you what, the field he's up against, it would be a monumental effort for Cosmic Bonus to defeat that field, because any way you look at it, even if Orson Allen misses the kick a little bit, you've got speed from Circle of Dreams. Baruga Brett is certainly no slouch early. Hasten Slowly is so good at this level. I mean, he's placed in 5 Group 1 races. And then you've got the Melbourne Cup winning My Redeemer, who I reckon Connections wouldn't mind where he's drawn, actually, as well, Johnny. He uses a little bit of the track, and I think box 8, if he can begin cleanly, he might be certainly a winning chance as well from out wide.
Yeah, of course, he was brought up to Richmond last week and had a hit out there, of course, probably for the Richmond Derby coming up in a couple of weeks' time, and he was sensational there in winning, and as you say, no doubt with a good each-way chance as well. So what have you settled on there, George? It's a tough one, isn't it?
Well, I went poke the bear in the Cranbourne Cup, and obviously Orson Allen got the job, and now I'm actually going to switch sides, and I think Orson Allen... He's just racing in the zone at the moment, and if he continues to get these starts right, you know, he's going to be running 29.70 at the Meadows, and then it's going to take a power of running down. His splits are as good as any greyhound in the country, if not the best in the country at the moment. If you can break 21 seconds at Cranbourne, it's elite. He went 20.76, so he's going four lengths under what the real good greyhounds would go, and as I said, he did break that sectional record there. So I'm sticking with Orson Allen off box two. I think he's just too well-bred. He's too well boxed, I should say, and I think he'll be very, very hard to beat.
All right, George. Well, it's sure to be a great night on Saturday night with those three features plus the preludes of the Australian Cup, and it's mouth-watering greyhound racing in Melbourne over the next few weeks. And you touched on Ballarat a little earlier with Blackjack Neo going there tonight, and they've got heats of their Derby and Oaks there this evening. You've got greyhounds like Axel Footloose, the National Derby winner, in a heat of the Derby coming up against Seal the Deal. Black Opium is running in the heat of the Oaks, and the other heat of the Derby, you've got this up-and-coming Star Flynn coming up against Fernando's Riot and Whiskey Riot. So it's sure to be a great night of chasing at Ballarat this evening as well.
John, that Derby heat with Flynn, Whiskey Riot in it is one of the best fields you'll see. You've got Jabriner off box one, who ran second to Dinah Hunter in a Warragul Cup. I mean, I cannot wait to see that battle. There's a couple of scratchings in it too, so it'll be a real burn battle to that first corner, that's for sure. It's really good to see Black Opium back, of course. She finished unplaced in the heat of the Warragul Cup. Obviously, something wasn't right. They've given her a bit of a freshen up. You'd expect her to run very, very fast at Ballarat tonight. So cracking heats there, of course. And we kick off with heats of the Vic Breeders at the Meadows, the Group 3 Vic Breeders on Wednesday. And, of course, the Australian Cup prelims will start on Saturday as well. And the qualifiers there will go into the top 56 greyhounds who are already automatically seeded into the Australian Cup heats, which kick off on Saturday week.
All right, George, thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll catch up and review the meeting there from next Saturday night, next Monday on Going Greyhounds.
No problems. I'll talk to you soon.
That's George Ferrugia joining us online this morning from the Meadows. Well, that wraps up another edition of Going Greyhounds for this Monday morning. As I said, we've had exciting racing over the last week, and we look forward to all those races coming up at the Meadows next Saturday night. Thanks for your time this morning, Cozzy, and we'll catch you again next Monday morning for another edition of Going Greyhounds.
Good on you, John Brash, Going Greyhounds, and we're going to Manawatu 2, race 1.
60 now, 165. See how it goes. Bit of form from last Wednesday to chew on race 1. Set. And a racing, moderately getting awesome quality out okay in the midfield though. A bit slow to go here was Corborn Reese, and also Big Time Lizzie got back. Now going to the lead here would be Big Time Ziggy. It's gone to the lead. It was Big Time Lizzie back. The outside there to Big Time Shear. Awesome quality gets a run through the inside. Trying to make ground then was Gold Star Wilson. Back behind these runners, Sahara Pepper. Corborn Reese trying to recover. Kicking is Big Time Ziggy. Awesome quality can't reach it. Big Time Ziggy, awesome quality. And third to go by the inside, Big Time Baxter was close up and bit of trouble after the line as well, with Sahara Pipper involved in that. Big Time Lizzie was back after a slow beginning. Also Big Time Shear, Gold Star Wilson, and amongst that lot two, and Corborn Reese.
5-4-1 the over the lines at Manawatu 2. Number 5 gets home, Big Time Ziggy, 9.33.80. 4 awesome quality. 121 Big Time Baxter, 145.41 over the lines, race 1 Manawatu 2. 12 past 11, Sky Sports Radio.